It was described as a lifeline to Gaza. Viva Palestina, a humanitarian convoy of over 100 vehicles, which drove from the UK all the way to the Gaza Strip to deliver humanitarian aid to desperate Palestinians. It was inspired by British parliamentarian George Galloway, who hailed the convoy as a victory for Palestinians under Israeli economic and military siege.
Our mission was to break the siege, to demonstrate that it's possible, if there is a will, to enter Palestine with the things that people need to live.
But Viva Palestina's achievement has since been soured by the announcement that the Charity Commission, which regulates British charities, has frozen its accounts and launched an investigation into how it procured its money.
The Commission has attempted to contact the appeal on repeated occasions over the last month in an effort to secure acknowledgement that the funds are for charitable purposes. However, to date, the Commission has had no substantive response to the issues that have been raised, either from the appeal or individuals connected with it.
I spoke to one of Viva Palestina's organisers about the Charity Commission's investigation.
The net result of the Charity Commission's actions has been to penalise the people on the ground, i.e. the Palestinians in Gaza, who desperately need aid. Desperately.
George Galloway has called this a political witch hunt, and has contrasted the action taken against Viva Palestina with the lack of action taken against a British Jewish charity which directly called for aid to be given to Israeli soldiers during the Gaza war. What do you make of that?
Well, it has emerged that there is a British registered charity which on the surface raises money for wheelchairs, and it turns out that through the Zionist Federation it has been raising money for the IDF, which is completely against its charitable status. And yet the Charities Commission has chosen to overlook this issue. They haven't had their funds frozen.
George Galloway has vowed to fight the Charity Commission all the way and to secure the release of Viva Palestina's remaining funds, thought to be in the region of £100,000. Meanwhile, the Charity Commission isn't commenting further until the investigation is completed. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.